Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Hey, thanks so much for your likes and your shares and your retweets and your comments, especially your comments. I tell you, I get up every single morning. I want to provide some insight, some value to you. And it really helps out when I know I'm on the right track or I say something that helps you along your journey. Hey, we're both in this together. We're figuring out this game, this puzzle, this combination lock, this challenge called life. And two like-minded people like you and me meeting together every single day, our ritual, our daily discipline of getting together during this morning podcast. Just one more way that we do this together, help each other out. So let's just start off with our daily discipline. What was that thing yesterday that you did that impressed you? Big, small, somewhere in between, what was that? And did you know that right when you did it, that this was going to be the thing that when you listened to this podcast this morning, that you knew that this was going to be the thing as you were doing it, right when you completed it? Because that's when you know that this mental conditioning is working. And then what was that cool moment? Not necessarily an accomplishment or achievement, but that moment when you realize, man, life is good. All the things that you've been doing, the person you've been, it's all culminating in this moment. And at least for this small moment of time, life is good. It was that cool moment. What was that for you yesterday? And did you know it, that that was going to be it when it was happening? All right. Hey, share those with me. Send them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. At the end of every single day. And don't really do it for the feedback I might give you. Who knows, I might. But do it for the discipline for yourself that you're not just thinking about these things. Because when you actually do them, right, it's just not a cool little story that Skip talked about, an idea that he talked about on the Morning Connection podcast. It's something that you actually actively participate in. You take action. That's when you're going to feel the power. And just sending me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Hey, this was just a little accomplishment that I did that impressed myself today. And this was that cool moment. Just send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com at the end of every day. Just again, it's not for me, so I can necessarily read it. It's for you. You're doing this for you as a way of just making sure that you do that little bit of practice and exercise these disciplines, these skills every single day. Hey, one thing, again, I said thank you so much for your comments and your likes and your retweets. It's really getting the message out, and I really appreciate that. That allows me to reach more people with the same amount of effort that I'm putting in, and you guys are doing that, and the base of listeners to this Morning Connection podcast is really growing. So, hey, keep that up. I really appreciate that. It shows up in other people's timelines, and whether it's the photo of the Morning Connection podcast or it's the title of that particular podcast, it's catching people's eyes, and the base is growing. So I appreciate that. One other thing too is I really use the Facebook page or social media to test certain projects that I have going on to see if it's something that, I get excited about. I get excited about a lot of things, and I'll throw out a little teaser to see, your reaction. That's something I'm down the line of something that you're interested in. It may interest me, but who cares if it really interests me, if it's something that can really help you and make an impact on you. So, if there's any comments or something that you like, I'm just telling you, it's helping me provide more value to you, more cutting edge coaching or mentoring, friend strategies to help you. So, all of those likes, comments, shares, tweets, those are tests for me. And I really appreciate you being a part of my test group. And I've talked about this a couple times. I'm looking for those crazy, passionate, diehard mass machines out there. Maybe you've been listening to my stuff for the last month or, hell, the last 5 years, and you're really on board with my way of thinking and taking action and you're going through this challenge just like me, and you know it's never ending and you constantly got to check yourself and see if you're on track to going for what you really want in life, and you're really taking the time, you know, every week or every month at least to really redefine if you are going for what you really want, really identifying what it is you really want in life. And if you agree with my philosophies, man formation, mass machine training, the intensity, the focus, I mean, trying to be your best, becoming the total package, you really love this ideology, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I'm really compiling this really focus group. So when I do have all these projects that I have, I want to test them out on you. And those of you who have already signed up and have already identified you as, you know, through, you know, past emails or, you know, maybe you've had coaching with me or something in the past, you know, you already know what you have in store for you. So it's a great deal. I help you out for helping me out. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. If you are a mass machine and you want to help me become better at helping you. So today is a phone consultation day for me. I do them on Fridays and Sundays. And that's when I talk to people just like you who are really committed to getting to the next level, getting that mindset, learning those strategies. And we talk for 30 minutes every week on the same day at the same time. And it's that conditioning where someone who cares about you and your success is checking in every single week, whether you think you have something to talk about or not. So we really develop that mindset of a successful, happy, fulfilled, driven person. So if you think that this is something that you can really benefit by, you know, get in contact with me. You can either email me at skip@skiplacour.com or go to skiplacour.com and check out the coaching link and go to weekly coaching. I've provided a video and I explained the whole program, all its benefits, why it works. All right. So right now I'm doing it on Fridays and on Sundays. But if I really feel that, you know, you're really committed and you can't do it on those particular days, I'll see what I can do to work you in. But I got a couple comments yesterday, a couple emails, because I talked about, I think, several clients that I'm working with, because I learned so much from the people I work with. And it really helps me kind of look at their situation and see how it applies, you know, to my situation. It makes me really think about, you know, how focused am I? How consistent am I? If I'm really all in. So kind of works for me too, helping people. And that's why I like to use that as content, as material to share with all of you. And the couple of emails were talking about, hey, you know, you talked about this 25-year-old multimillionaire. You talked about this 19-year-old bikini competitor who wanted to be a lot more than a bikini competitor. And he talked about a gentleman who wanted to be a president at a college. That doesn't sound like bodybuilding and training information. And, you know, I guess you're right. It's not. We do talk about some of those things. That's the connection of really why they've come to me. But as you can see, I've got a lot of years on peak performance, driving myself and helping other people towards success in all areas of life. So what that does is that we have this common bond, this common connection. We're a lot alike just going in. And so you can relate more to me because we're kind of two like-minded people. So it isn't like we speak two different languages, so to speak. We're not from two different worlds. We come from the same world. So it's easier just to focus on where you want to go and help, and me helping you get there, and you following through, and you creating promises to yourself and making sure that you keep those promises to yourself. And, you know, you're becoming accountable to me, so there is a lot less of a chance of you letting yourself down, because you're going to let me down in a way, too, by committing to it. So, yeah, it's a lot more than just bodybuilding and training. And so, you know, if you think that you can help yourself with those strategies to build muscle, lose body fat, become more consistent, and you want more out of life, this coaching one-on-one weekly coaching can be just the thing for you, just like it is for the 25-year-old multimillionaire, the bikini competitor who's going to a prestigious college and wants to be a lot more, or you know, the guy who is in shape, he's got that down, he wants to take that to higher levels, but he's really working to become a president of a college. So we can do more than one thing at a time here, right? So I'm more than willing to help you there. And so that addresses some of the comments or in the questions all about this one-on-one coaching that I do. So check that out. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line, whether you want to really build big muscles or just get in shape, lose that body fat. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. I have the products that can really augment, really bolster your efforts in the gym and with your eating habits. So go to skiplacour.com, click the link for Mass Machine Nutrition, and check out my line there. Again, thank you for your continued support. It's just like this podcast. It really helps out little by little. You know, we're building, you know, a base of people, of followers, of like-minded people, our own little group, and it works the same way with Mass Machine Nutrition. So I appreciate all of your support. There's something that I've talked about a couple times throughout these podcasts, but I really haven't taken the time to really get into much depth about it. And this is something that, boy, if someone tried to talk to me about this, I mean, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I don't know if I would have really understood it. And I see a lot of people on the internet who I believe are confused. So I want to give you some insight. And this is about, you know, the people who you surround yourself with, the people in your life. I see a lot on Facebook or social media where people talk about, you know, toxic people in their life and how they have to get rid of these toxic people. Or they're really focused on the haters in their life. And the people who want to crush their dreams and those type of things. And, you know, what I really want to talk about is you. And what will happen when you get yourself in check, when you're not so outwardly affected by, you know, outside influences of other people, and how you need to put that responsibility back on you. And I know that's maybe a tough thing for some of you to realize, that if you're always surrounded by dramatic people, people who get into trouble, take you in the wrong direction all the time, always distracting you, have all these dreams and your goals, and boy, just the people around you are such a drag, or they don't support you and just make you achieving all the things that you want in life so much more difficult. It's easy to look at those other people. It's easy to blame those other people. And I'm not even saying to you that you have them categorized incorrectly. I'm not saying that, oh no, they aren't overly dramatic, or they're not toxic people, or they don't have bad attitudes. I'm not going to disagree with you there. What I want you to take responsibility is, why are they in your life? Why do you feel that they're forced and you have no other options, right? Because I see this a lot. And you know, I can talk about, you know, my own experiences, all right? And that's the best way I can kind of explain my message here, by talking about my own situation, where, you know, I think I'm a good person. I'm a hardworking person. I want to create value for other people. You know, I'm certainly not looking to screw other people, mess with other people, do destructive things. And that's, you know, I don't even know if that's necessarily something I should compliment myself for, that I don't do negative things to other people, because it doesn't matter. It's about, you know, where I want to go, all the things that, you know, I want to accomplish. So I always saw myself having, you know, being in the right place, especially when it comes to other people. But I, you know, can look back. A couple things is that, you know, I have a brother who is 11 months older than I am. All right, so very similar upbringing, 11 months older. So it isn't like we're so gigantically different people. And now let's go into our adulthood. Now we, you know, live in the same town. You know, he went off to college, then settled in San Francisco Bay Area. Later I came out here. So we live in the same town. And it's just, and this isn't a huge, huge town, right? And like I said, we live, I don't know, within 3 miles of each other. But over the years, you know, I had my bodybuilding and training life. And then after that, you know, being single, hung around, you know, other single people or that type of environment or all the places and all the activities that single people would go, where, you know, he, you know, has been married. He's got a great wife and a great couple kids, and he took that route, right? So we live in the same town, yet we don't know the same people. Our friends aren't the same. And, you know, I may know of a person that's in his circles, or he may know of a person in my circles, right? But it isn't like, you know, they say that birds of a feather flock together, right? Do you believe that to be true, that birds of a feather flock together? People who have the same interest, have some, you know, commonality, they all become friends or they go to the same places, so in their same groups. Yet my brother and I, 11 months apart, you know, same DNA, have none of the same friends, all right? And, you know, just think about that. I mean, you know, a lot of people think we're similar, alike, but we don't have the same friends because our lives have gone in two totally different directions, who we attract. So, you know, I look at myself and when I was in that place before I was married. You know, I mean, nothing to say, but, you know, the people were single. Maybe they were single for a reason. Maybe they had some of the challenges that I share with you that made them single into their adulthood. Maybe they weren't in relationships or they weren't in longer-term relationships if they were somehow hanging around in my group. And what I realized, and, you know, a few years ago is that, you know, the same group, they all know each other, right? But we don't know the married family type people, or definitely don't have a relationship, but they don't hang around each other, right? So everybody in those groups have all their strengths and all their weaknesses, right? So, you know, maybe the people I've dated or the friends that I've, you know, who I was attracted to, we were all in the same boat, but I don't know if I saw it that way. You know, I don't know. I could look at, well, look, they're obviously single because of this, this, and this. Or they obviously have drama in their life because look at the people who they're dating or where they're even at. Where, you know, they're not, you know, at the, I don't know, the PTA meeting with their kids at night, or they're out, you know, at the cool bars and hot spots, right? So you're just attracted to different people in different worlds. And then you wonder, you know, why things are the way they are and why you attract these kind of people, where, you know, it's kind of, should be kind of a little obvious. And I know that everybody wants to think, well, I'm the exception. All those other people, well, they don't have their lives together or they're not focused, right? But, you know, you got to take responsibility. And, you know, I just know through the changes that I've made in my life how, you know, I don't even talk to those people anymore, let alone see them. I'm not out at those places anymore. And it's not like I made this big, you know, I divorced myself from them. I said, I've had enough of those people. It didn't happen that way. I didn't have to, you know, break ties necessarily and create some big, you know, dramatic disconnect from those negative people in my life. It's because when I became a different person, you know, when I just, you know, I can think of 4 years ago, really setting my sights on Mass Machine Nutrition, when I was done with the single life and I had to work on myself and, you know, attract people who were going in the direction that I wanted to go. Then Then the people who can help you, whether, again, let's talk about business. People are focused on business and they don't have all that drama in their life because they can't have that drama in their life if they're really going to make their ambitious goals in business happen, right? Or they can't have that drama in their life if they want a nice, solid family life, a nice, connected, strong relationship that's going to last the test of time and provide a solid support group, environment, loving family unit for their children. They're not going to have time for all the drama, right? So I have to, you know, look at myself that, you know, I was responsible for everybody who was in my life because of the person who I was. And when I changed that person, you know, and for me, it was just because, you know, I had a lot of great things going on, you know, a lot of things that, you know, I was done with. I milked it for all it was worth as far as, you know, in my life. And I wanted to grow. I wanted to go beyond that. And, you know, I didn't necessarily know how to do that at first, how to be that kind of person. But because I was really focused and determined and tenacious to, you know, change the circumstances in my life, the whole, you know, the bodybuilder thing, the uncertainty with that. I mean, like I said, I milked all that. I had to really get serious about my future in business, right? So I had to really connect to that, even though I may have not known years ago how I was going to do that, or maybe I thought I did. But when you get in there, you realize, man, you got to be all in and committed. Same thing, you know, when you're a single guy and, you know, who you would date, the type of people, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, single people maybe are single for a reason, especially as you get a little bit older. You know, you're kind of in that same group. And until you become the person who, you know, you really want to be, that person is not just talk about. A lot of guys say, oh, I want intimacy and connection. I really want that. Yet they don't know how to become that person. And they blame it on the other people, the people they date. I always attract the wrong person. You know, why do I get the guy or the girl or whoever like that? I'm just here to tell you, I mean, I can look at myself. It was just who I was. And not like it's bad necessarily. I mean, everybody can live whatever life they want. What you need to realize is when you're stuck, when you just can't seem to, you know, you really want a certain lifestyle. You want to feel certain emotions, right? And you just can't seem to get there. I mean, if you're happy, you're really happy with what you're doing, then, you know, this won't really apply to you. You're probably attracting the kind of people to support the life you want if it's working out for you. But for me, you know, I was stuck. I didn't know how to get to that other place. I didn't know how to be that kind of person. And all the people who, you know, I attract and communicate with, you know, I can look back now. I mean, whether they're Facebook friends or whatever, many are in the same exact pattern that I was going down. The same things focusing, what they're focusing on, they're obsessing on, the drama or whatever. And again, drama has such a big meaning. Drama is such a dramatic word, right? I'm just saying the lifestyle, the patterns, places they go, the people they hang out with. I mean, you can really tell a lot about people who they hang out with when they post that right on Facebook, right? And I can just see many of the people who I spent my, you know, time with before I started making my man formation and my shift, they're still on that pattern because it takes a lot of work to really become that person who you want to be. I'll be the first one to tell you that. And, you know, can't wait for you to read my upcoming book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, where I, you know, tell you the whole story, why I was thinking, the direction I went, but most importantly, what I had to do, all the work I had to do to become that person who I really wanted to be, how I made my man formation. You know, it's not just wanting a different quality of life. You have to really change your thoughts. And then those thoughts create specific actions that you execute or don't execute every single day. And it just doesn't happen, you know, overnight. Your decision to become that person may happen overnight. But, you know, if you 25 years old, you have 25 years or 35, however old you are, of a certain way of thinking, it's just not going to just change overnight. You have to be patient. It's like in the gym. If you are fat and out of shape, or you're just not at the level that you want, it's nice to just make that decision, go to the gym for a couple weeks, and hope that things just change. But you know from experience, it's little by little, and then you look back a year later or 2 years later, and then you have that amazing physique that you always wanted. You know, if you had those thoughts in the right place and you took consistent action into that right direction, you identified what you want, and you're like a bulldog, you're tenacious to get there. Even if you don't know how to get there, even if you didn't have the right training strategy or the right nutritional strategy, you just want it so badly, and you were so tenacious, you found that, right? Well, that's what it's going to be to create the quality of your life if you're not in that place right now. And I'll just tell you, something that will distract you from actually becoming that person is if you blame the people with all the drama that are in your life, or you just attract the wrong people and you put it on them. And if this is true for you, or maybe if it's not true for you, you can see this in maybe some friends of yours or acquaintances, that when they do end a relationship, I mean, whether it's a romantic relationship or it's a friendship with that dramatic person, right? They just recycle it with a whole new group of dramatic people. Isn't that true? And is that true of you? So it's not the other people, it's you. It's you. And I'll tell you, it takes a lot of work. Like I said, you got to really define who that person is you want to be, and then go through the somewhat painful process and complicated process of actually becoming that person. You know, don't expect it overnight, but it's not going to happen if you keep on blaming all those other people in your life. You attracted them. You let them into your life, you know, for a reason, whether you realize whatever's going on in your head or not, right? And I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, the people are bad people that you're letting in, all right? It could be just like, you know, man, I really want to get focused on my career. You know, I really want to be the type of person who gets ahead in business. I want my own business someday, right? And I want to start learning about what it takes to take those risks, to become an entrepreneur. I don't just want to have a job for the rest of my life, okay? So just say that's where you're at, and let's just use that as an example. Yet, you know, all the people you hang around, all your friends, are people who, you know, they just do their job, barely work their 40 hours, you know, hell, 20 of them, they're searching the internet, right? They're not focused. They don't care. They're not thinking about their future. They certainly don't want to start their own business, right? They can't wait to get off work. So, hell, they can learn all the statistics of some 21-year-old pro baseball player and wear his jersey and go to the games. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but if those are the people you hang around, you're not going to have a conversation. Hey, I read this great book on being an entrepreneur. Or if it's fitness, you want, hey, did you see this website or this Skip LaCour guy with all his strategies? Man, that guy, listen to him if you want to learn how to train and eat. Okay, those conversations are never going to come up because that's not where they are. All right? And you won't have to make this big divorcing yourself from these people. You know, you won't have to have some big ceremony and say, hey, I just want to tell you, you're not in my life anymore, right? It won't have to be painful. You know, you won't have to offend anybody. You know, what's going to happen is that you are going to gravitate to the people just like you. And, you know, all of a sudden you'll just look back and go, oh, I never talked to John anymore, right? Because he's going to stay with the direction he's going, and you're going to go towards the direction that you want. And I want to hope that, you know, that you're at that place right now, if you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast, again, that you and I are in some way in the same journey. We're going for that higher quality of life, maybe a place we've never gone before, and you and I were both trying to figure it out together, right? Maybe this is a step in the right direction for both of us to become that person. We're two people, like-minded people who are going for that higher quality of life. But like, I'd like to hear your comments. Tell me if you believe that to be true. And I know that for some of you, that when I say, hey, it's your own responsibility, this is, you know, something, and I'll use this as an example, is, you know, I'll talk, you know, in the years, you know, a lot of maybe women would come to me and ask me for advice on guys and why it's this way. Or, you know, they would pick the wrong people all the time. And I would say to them, look, that's on you. You know what I mean? That's on you. And they go, no, it's not. I just can't help it. I just picked the wrong guys. And then, you know, I use an example and I said, look, if a guy came up to you and he was talking to you and you wanted to date him, and just say, you know, because a lot of times they'll say, well, I've got, you know, 3 months or 6 months invested in this relationship or something like that. I said, well, if a guy came up to you and he said, look, hey, I just want to tell you, I know we've been dating 3 months, but I got something to tell you. I've got a record for murder, conspiracy to commit murder, armed robbery, and I've been trying to clean up my act. In addition to that, I didn't tell you this, but these last 3 months, right before I met you, I've been addicted to drugs my whole life, right? In addition to all these crime and these problems. So I just want to be honest and tell you that. You know, at that very moment, you know, a woman would have a decision to make. Like, hey, is this the kind of guy? I mean, hey, I wish him all the best, no harm, no foul. But am I going to invest more time in this? That's a bad track record. Those are big warning signs. I don't want that for myself, my life. I've never had anything even close to that. And I certainly don't want to have children with a guy with these problems. Hey, nothing against him. I wish him all the best. But I care about me and where my life is going. I'm sorry. I don't care if you have 3 weeks, 3 months invested. I want to, you know, this is an assumption on my part. I want to believe that the woman would say, I'm sorry. Hey, good luck to you. It's nothing personal. But I don't know if we're the right match. I would want to think she has so much respect for herself and she knows where she's going and can see the handwriting on the wall or the potential, even if it's only a 50-50 chance. She doesn't want to take that gamble with her life. She has a chance to say no. And I'll tell you, and I've thrown that scenario to these women who can't figure out why they have the wrong men, and I use that example, and they say, oh, yeah, I'd be so out of there so fast. Now, that's not even, you know, true for a lot of women who, and I say women, but it could be guys and girls. And I just saw a post on Facebook, and she's a Facebook friend. Maybe she listens to this podcast. It's nobody I know. It's somebody from across the country. And she said, there's something attractive or intriguing about a big man who carries a Glock, a gun, right? Intriguing, huh? There's something intriguing about a girl who gets intrigued by a big guy who carries around a gun. That's what I would say. So, you know, a guy who carries a gun and this and that, probably no stranger to a little trouble, right? Probably takes a lot of risk. You know, if you kind of get into a dramatic situation and he's threatening you with that gun or he's in trouble because he used that gun later on and now you're in this whole big dramatic situation, I think you had a little warning sign, right, at your first date. That thing that intrigued you so much could have been a warning sign, but you didn't take it as the warning sign. Who is that on? Anyway, but getting back to that, when I did that first scenario to these women who can't figure out why they attract the wrong men, and I use that, they say, oh, no way, I'd be out of there so fast, right? And I hope that would be the truth, okay? But the truth of the matter is, you're making that decisions with everybody in your life, right? I mean, maybe it's that they're never on time, something that isn't so, you know, so terrible, something that you can take it or leave it. Someone who, I don't know, that they've had a lot of breakups, dramatic relationships. All their girlfriends slashed their tires, and they're going on and on about, you know, all these crazy girls that they dated or crazy guys that they've dated and all this trouble and all these, how, I don't know, they always get fired from their jobs or their bosses are always jerks or all this drama going. If they're telling you that, I mean, yeah, that may not be as, I guess, terrible as somebody who has gone to jail or has some record, did some horrible things. But that's a standard that you have every opportunity at that time to disconnect yourself from before the relationship even starts. But you choose to stay in it. See, that's my point, is all these dramatic people, you could have made the decision, you could have looked at the signs and, you know, respectfully, don't hang around them. Don't even develop the relationship. Hang around people who live at higher standards. It's you that thought it was okay, and then when it wasn't okay, now you're in this situation, right? So you have to take responsibility for those people who are in your life, you know, who you're, and the haters and all those type of things. Man, if you're focused on that, I mean, everybody probably has haters. Most people don't hang around them. You know, I know this one particular person in the fitness business. God, all he talks about is the haters, haters. And if you tell me I can't do it, I'll do it. You know, you know, it's like, who spent so much time worrying about the naysayers? That's just, you know, his thing. But I'll tell you, if you seem bothered, you think that people are this and that and the other thing, it's really distracting you. That's because of what you're focusing on. Most people don't focus on all the people who say they can't do something or all the haters. They just don't they surround themselves with the positive people and they only focus on those people. Now, I understand some people use it as fuel for fire, but you know, it's a double-edged sword. If you're using that for fuel to your motivation, you know, that's going to be the positive side of it. And the negative side of it is going to drive you crazy sometime and make you think that the world is not a good place and it's not filled with good people, right? So we all have these choices of the environment that we create, and you're making those choices of who you allow into your life, the kind of people and their actions that you focus on. But most importantly, I mean, if there's anything that I just want to share is when I became a different person, when I became more business oriented, more family oriented, when my values changed what I wanted. And really for me, again, this wasn't about, oh, I'm a terrible person or all these things. I had all these flaws. No, it was just that I wanted a higher quality of life. I wanted to have a different life that I define as a higher quality of life, right? And, you know, just like you, you know, you write these things down, you set your mind to it, and it just doesn't happen immediately. And so it's just the frustration of, man, I want so much more. I'm willing to work so much harder to make it happen. I'm really focused. I'm really all in. And it was that frustration. Well, why can't I make this happen? And it was that frustration, that angst, that just made me more tenacious. And then, you know, made me look at myself harder and what I had to change to make it happen. And when I was sick and tired of the direction, and I wanted in combination, so it was that pain plus the combination of what I really, really wanted, you know, I changed as a person. I changed as a person. You know what? I don't even talk to the people who I used to talk to. I don't go to the same places. And it's, like I said, there wasn't some big dramatic divorce or be gone. You are no longer worthy to be with me. It was nothing like that. And just gravitated to a whole bunch of people. Like I said, you know, I talked about at the Olympia. I can't tell you the movers and shakers, you know, in business, in the supplement industry, and all the opportunities, just because I'm all in. You know, just because I'm all in, it's like the whole group is changing where the direction, their goals, and their standards. It's because I changed as a person. So again, don't blame those people in your life. And I'm not saying they're not a pain in the ass or they're not traumatic. I'm just saying you have more choices. You have more choices if you actually allow them in and develop that relationship. And you have a real choice of who you are, because when you change, the people in your life and the quality of the people in your life will dramatically change. Or their interest. Wow, everybody who I'm hanging around on, man, they really have the same interest as me. That didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen because you were lucky. Just like the people that you think are distractions, that isn't because you're unlucky, right? And all the great people in your life, that isn't because you're lucky, all right? So, hey, that's our Morning Connection podcast for this morning. Hey, send me some emails, comments, if you believe this to be true, if you don't agree, hey, whatever. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line, sports nutrition line, and Thanks for connecting. We'll connect again tomorrow. Hey, think about me when you have that achievement that impresses you or that cool moment. Right when it happens, I want you to think about me. All right, we'll talk again tomorrow.